This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not only does Las Vegas have the Golden Knights, but we also have the Silver Knights. The Silver Knights is an American Hockey League team, and it's in Henderson, Nevada. Henderson is a suburb of Las Vegas. It's in the southeast. Beautiful city. Love the people in Henderson. It's about a maybe 15, 20-minute drive to Las Vegas Strip. And their head coach, Manny Viveiros, had to take a leave of absence. The head coach had to take a leave of absence a couple weeks ago. And it was called a non-COVID medical leave of absence. By the way, can I just say how ridiculous it is where there's a COVID medical leave of absence or a non-COVID medical leave of absence? I mean, there are millions of other things besides COVID. I'd like to just go back to just calling it a medical leave of absence. It's so stupid that it's, you know, but because everybody has their panties all up in a bunch about COVID, they just want to know if there's COVID or not. I'd like to tell people, mind your own flipping business, but anyway. So yesterday it was revealed that the 55-year-old coach, Emmanuel Viveiros, or Manny, has prostate cancer and is undergoing treatment. 55 years old. Now, I don't know if you guys are seeing a trend, but James Michael Tyler was 59 years old when he died last weekend of prostate cancer. Ben Stiller, 46 years old, when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. We are hearing about prostate cancer in younger men. And still, it's not a widely accepted practice to screen men early. The way I did it, I got a baseline PSA in the 40s. I would then recheck it a few years later to see if it was going up. If it was going up, I would have them see a urologist and then sit down and talk about if they think it just needs to be monitored or if a biopsy is warranted. And that's not something that the task force liked. The thing is I really believe that African-American men are at higher risk for aggressive prostate cancer, and we're seeing Caucasian men as well. So according to his Twitter page, or according to the Henderson Silver Knights Twitter page, he said that he has been back to work, but he's going to take another leave of absence in December to have surgery done. So having surgery for prostate cancer, it could still be a stage one that's isolated and, you know, to the prostate, but my guess is it might be a little bit farther along for him to go and choose the prostatectomy. So he wrote, unfortunately, I've been diagnosed with prostate cancer. I had to take a leave of absence at the first part of the season. We've been trying at the very early stages of game plan of what we want to do going forward. He said, now we have in place, through the doctors, we have an opportunity now to go after this and treat this. I've been able to get back to work, which is, for me, a really important part of my life. He says, I'm going to be able to do that until mid-December, and then I'm going to have to take another leave of absence for a short time to have surgery done. Now, according to the American Cancer Society, 248,530 new cases of prostate cancer are going to be diagnosed this year, assuming people are going to the doctor and getting checked. A lot of people are not getting basic screenings done. But sadly, 34,130 patients are expected to die this year. Now, in 2018, after years of not recommending screening, the USPSTF released a final recommendation. This is 3 years old, 3.5 years old, and they say, based on a review of the evidence, the task force recommends that men over 55 but younger than 70 make an individual decision about whether to be screened after a conversation with their clinician about the potential benefits and harms. So they're not saying go get screened. They're saying when you're 55, talk to your doctor about it. Now, in their defense, in the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force defense, what was happening was many people were just for routine blood work when somebody would come in saying, I want a physical. I want to check for everything. I would tell them, okay, so I'm going to put cholesterol, I'm going to put diabetes, I'm going to put your liver, your kidneys. Do you want any STD testing? Yes, no, no, okay, no. Do you want your prostate tested? 99% of them wanted the prostate on there. But I would still ask. I bet a lot of people weren't, so that all of a sudden there's an elevated PSA, which could be because of an infection, could be because of other things, and now the patient is committed to following up on something that may or may not be cancer. So that's why the task force says have a conversation at age 55. Over 70, they do not recommend screening for prostate cancer. Now, the American Cancer Society is usually a little bit more conservative, or actually, I should say liberal in terms of screening. The American Cancer Society does recommend prostate screening. They say at age 50, for men who are at average risk of prostate cancer and are expected to live at least 10 or more years. So the American Cancer Society does say, go ahead and get it. If you have a terminal illness and they think you're going to die, you know, at age 52, maybe not. But most 50-year-old men are going to be fine. But, and this is a huge change in previous guidance, age 45 for men at high risk. Men at high risk include African Americans, men who have a first-degree relative, father, brother, son diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age, meaning somebody younger than 65, and age 40 for men at even higher risk, those with a first-degree relative who had prostate cancer at an early age. So finally, we have a group that does say, look, when you are in your 40s, if you are at high risk, you can get a PSA screen. They also recommend a digital rectal exam because we could see if the lobules or any firmness, anything hard might be a sign of cancer. And then they say after this discussion, if a man is unable to decide, the screening can be made by the healthcare provider. If no prostate cancer is found as a result of the screening, the time between future screenings depends on the PSA. If your PSA was less than 2.5, then you might only need to be retested every few years. If your PSA is higher than 2.5, you need a yearly test. So, yeah. Well, Godspeed. Good luck, Coach Viverios. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. I apologize. I don't know why I'm thinking about Nate's there too, but I haven't talked to Nate in a while. Big thanks, Daniel, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Every time I want to talk about Joe Biden, I end up having some sort of a gaffe, so I apologize. And we're not even talking about Joe Biden right now, but he met the Pope, which was really cool. He got to meet the Pope. They weren't going to have it live on air, but they did show video clips, which kind of was interesting. He gave him a coin, and I don't think the Pope gave him a lot of trouble about the abortion laws. So anyway, that was interesting. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But what I want to talk about now, which is just fascinating to me, is Steve Jobs, Ashton Kutcher, carrot juice, and fruitarians. Did you guys know there are fruitarians? You know, there's pescatarians, vegetarians, meatitarians, there's fruitarians. Fruitarians are people that, I guess, just eat fruit. Maybe have a little bit of nuts and seeds in them, avoid animal products. So fruitarians are people that just eat fruit. Although a carrot is still a vegetable, so I'm still a little kind of confused by that. But apparently Steve Jobs, fascinating man. I think he was born of Syrian descent, and then he was adopted. I have to go back through his history. And then he, again, grew one of the biggest companies in the world, and that is still thriving today. And Steve Jobs was diagnosed with a very rare, aggressive, neuroendocrine type of pancreatic cancer back in 2004. He ends up living another 7 years, but he dies in 2011. And Ashton Kutcher was on a Hot Ones episode. Have you guys ever seen Hot Ones episode? It's where Steve Evans is interviewing a star, and they have to eat these wings with these hot sauces, and then I guess it really gets really spicy, and then they tear up, and it's a fascinating concept. So Ashton Kutcher years ago had, I guess, been on that show, and he talked about prepping for the Jobs movie. Ashton Kutcher, I know Michael Fassbender did a fantastic job as Steve Jobs, but one of the first people to play Steve Jobs was Ashton Kutcher. And he wanted to prepare for the role, like many do. Remember I told you Viggo Mortensen would carry a sword around because he didn't want to Errol Flynn it? He said he wanted to feel the weight of the sword when he was Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Well, Ashton Kutcher said that Steve Jobs had an orange hue to his skin. Now, I think it was because of the pancreatic cancer, but he believed it was also because he drank a lot of carrot juice. Ashton Kutcher said Steve Jobs would always have Odwella carrot juice stocked in his refrigerator at work, and he would drink a ton of carrot juice. Now, that does change your color. My son, he ate a lot of carrots when he was a baby, and he started to turn orange. It was crazy. So we backed off on that, and his color went back. So Ashton wanted to get that color to him. He wanted to live Steve Jobs without obviously having the cancer. So he said he started to drink a ton of carrot juice. Well, then he said he had back pain one day. And this was, I think, just a couple weeks before they started filming. Let me double check this. Hold on a sec. Let me get this straight. So he started, yes, 2 weeks before they started shooting, he starts to have some back pain. And the back pain got worse, worse, worse. Now, it's interesting because it looked like he was pointing to his flank when he was talking about this. But pancreatitis back pain is a lot more centered. But I get how it could just kind of spread throughout, depending on how bad the pancreas is. And so he ends up having pancreatitis. This is Ashton Kutcher. Now, pancreatitis is very painful. Abdominal pain, back pain, nausea, fever. Your heart rate goes up. You can even be jaundiced. It is not a fun illness, and it's dangerous and deadly. So we ended up in the hospital. Interesting, Mila Kunis on the same show later said Ashton Kutcher was in the hospital twice, but we only heard about this once. And apparently he got the pancreatitis down, and he stopped the carrot juice. He stopped that sort of diet immediately. So he had worried that he was going to be Steve Jobs or his ghost, and where he was actually going to get pancreatic cancer as well. Now, so far, so good. Again, it was just, he drank a bunch of carrot juice. But many people had questioned, why would something healthy like carrot juice throw you into a pancreatitis? How could that affect your pancreas? And then also, could this carrot juice diet or the fruitarian diet that Steve Jobs had put him at risk for pancreatic cancer? So I tried to look into it. Carrot juice, especially the Odwalla, I think it just has pressed carrots, water. There may be a little bit of sugar, but I think a lot of them are supposed to be sugar-free. But within the ingredients, there's iron, there's calcium, 10% of your RDA, there's even protein, there's some fiber. I believe it was about 120 calories. And so not really a lot of extra things in it that I knew of. And so if Ashton Kutcher drank the same brand as he, I can't really tell you why. Pancreatitis is caused by a variety of things. You could get pancreatitis by a gallstone that gets stuck and causes the pancreas to inflame. Infection could do it. Trauma. Alcoholism, drinking too much alcohol. Medications could induce a pancreatitis. Too much calcium. too much fats, like hypertriglyceridemia, could cause pancreatitis. So there's a whole variety of things. Your pancreas has exocrine functions and endocrine functions. Exocrine functions meaning it has enzymes and things to help digest your food. Endocrine functions meaning it can make hormones, such as insulin, right, to help address your diabetes or help get sugar, address your diabetes. Makes insulin to help get sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. So it has an exocrine function, endocrine function. It is the juiciest organ you have. Very juicy. Which is why in medicine we say don't blink with the pancreas, because you can very easily, it's friable when it's swollen. You just don't want to mess with it. You don't. So Ashton Kutcher got better and all that, but could a carrot juice diet do that? Now, he wasn't drinking alcohol, he said. He was really strict on his diet. Strict diets can induce a pancreatitis. We know strict diets and severe weight loss can cause gallstones, and gallstones can cause pancreatitis. But interestingly, there was a case study looking at somebody on the ketogenic diet. Now, this ketogenic diet is very popular, where people stop their carbohydrates. So that's almost opposite of a fruitarian diet, where they're on minimum carbs at all, so they could go into ketosis and burn fat that way. So there was a 35-year-old who was on a ketogenic diet. No alcohol, no hepatitis, no other issues. And he goes into acute pancreatitis. And he ended up, again, once he improved, once he reintroduced a standard diet, that all stopped. Now, some of you are trying to look up the Odwella carrot juice. Odwella, I don't think, makes that carrot juice anymore. The Coca-Cola company had to stop in 2020 due to financial reasons. So if you do see Odwella off the market, it's not so much because it was dangerous. It's because they say there wasn't a real financial reason to keep that going. A lot of people realize that these juices, like Naked Juice, Naked Juice I think is made by Pepsi. My kids used to drink it, but then we looked at the sugar content and we're like, is it really vegetable juice? I called it vegetable juice, but a lot of these juices have sugar. But with Steve Jobs, I believe he also drank a lot of diet soda. So people don't want the cancer. They don't want the illnesses that we see icons get, especially somebody slim and somebody like Steve Jobs that looked like he really worked on his health, especially somebody that has that sort of discipline to be on a fruitarian diet or to also just drink carrot juice. I don't know. So people always want to know, well, shoot, I do extreme diets. Could I be at risk? I personally have told you that I think we need to introduce more fruits and vegetables, way more vegetables into our diet. We need more fiber. We need to avoid carbs. But we have to be very, very careful about excessive, overly strict diets. We are carnivores. Our bodies are designed to eat whatever the cavemen ate. Fish, zebra. You don't want to eat a horse because you need your horse. Bugs. We're even designed to eat bugs. I don't want to eat bugs, but we're designed to do that. We're designed to hunt and gather. We're designed to eat the nuts, eat the fruits. We're not designed to eat a ho-ho. We're not designed to eat a Hershey's chocolate bar. So we don't metabolize those things well. We're also not designed to only have one set of nutrients. We need our essential amino acids. We need our vitamin B12. We need a balanced diet. So I like more balance. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has a full agenda for his international tour. During his first stop, he and Pope Francis met privately for 90 minutes at the Vatican before joining other officials. The president also sitting down with Italy's Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron. This going on as Democrat infighting threatens President Biden's social spending bill. Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips not happy a separate vote was not taken on a bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
I'm disappointed. And not because I'm a Democrat, mind you. I'm disappointed because I'm an American. I'm disappointed because I work with 28 Democrats and Republicans on the Problem Solvers Caucus that helped put this bill together. The country needs it. 19 Republican senators voted for it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Many progressives not happy the social spending plan is not larger. USA Radio News. Florida is suing the Biden administration over its coronavirus vaccine mandates for federal contractors. The lawsuit was announced Thursday by Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis telling Fox News,
"The Supreme Court may resolve it, but I think at that point, look, as long as we save the jobs, by the time that decision would come down, I think we'd probably be in pretty good shape no matter what."
President Biden argues the vaccine mandates are key for the U.S. economy to return from the COVID-19 pandemic. A Falcon 9 rocket is still on track for a Halloween launch from Florida's Space Coast.
A Falcon 9 rocket still set to blast off from Florida on Halloween. SpaceX successfully test firing the rocket's engines in recent hours, and forecasters say there is an 80% chance the weather will be ideal for that launch.
Chris Barnes reporting from our USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us, we run out of our charger, or our charger starts to fray. We talk about that, you know, there's that white coating or that black coating. I notice my black chargers last longer than the white ones. The white ones, and maybe it's a brand, they that coating, that myelin sheath, shall we speak, if I'm going to use a medical terminology, kind of breaks down and exposes the wires. But my darker ones, I don't know. They just seem to last longer. But whenever I do notice that I'm running out of a charger, I race online and I try to get one. And they will say it's an iPhone charger, so I think it's from Apple, but you have to double check. Sometimes it's not from Apple. Well, apparently there is a huge recall, because there are some of these that overheat and catch fire. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, UPSC, has just announced a recall on several MyCharge power bank models that caused burn injuries to multiple people. The agency announced a charger recall earlier this week on 7, quote, MyCharge power banks that were sold from August 2018 to December 2019. They were priced between $70 and $100. The portable smartphone chargers subject to the recall were available from on Amazon, Best Buy, Target. The chargers came in a blue, black, or gray with, quote, MyCharge printed on the product housing. They say if you think you own one of these devices, you have to check the model name or number. You'll find it on the back of the product case and the bottom panel of the product packaging. Okay, I need to look this up. Are these MyChargers like Mophies? There's like so many names now for these things. I still don't get the iPod, iPad. I don't know. There's so many. Like, okay, hold on a second. I want to look this up. I think it's one of those things where you charge that. It's like a portable charger so that when you're on a plane, if there's no chargers on there, oh, I have one of these. Oh, I have one of these. Where you plug it in and it gives you a charge. You could, and now you can recharge your phone. I love these things. Oh, wow. Okay. I'll double check if it's on the recall. There's a bunch of model numbers. So, yeah, whenever I go on a trip, my phone's not going to make the trip. So you could charge an extra charge thing, and there's tons of them out there, and then you take it with you. Okay, so that's what's going on there. You know, I don't know why these things would sadly be, you know, I don't understand why, but it happens. Okay, so New York City is now bracing for a complete poop show. As New York City is facing crime spike, shortages of emergency workers, piles of trash on the streets, and there is a COVID vaccine mandate. That deadline is Monday, November 1st. We're already coming into November 1st. The time change does not happen for another week. We'll talk about that. But no, don't change your clocks this weekend. So we used to have to change them this weekend, but they changed it in 2007 to next weekend. Don't ask. I'm so done with that, too. But going back to this vaccine mandate, 22% of the city's 36,000 cops, 35% of the Big Apple's 11,000 firefighters, and 20% of the city's 10,000 emergency responders, about 4,300 of whom are employed by the fire department, aren't vaccinated. They don't want to get the vaccine. They don't want to. Let them be. They obviously they've been around this whole time during the pandemic. They obviously lived through the pandemic. They got some super immunity. Let them do what they're doing. Whatever they're doing is working. They say close to a quarter, 23% of the city's 7,200 uniformed sanitation workers remain unvaccinated. They say the figures are now sparking fears of huge shortages of essential workers in the coming weeks. And all, remember, if sanitation workers, 23%, remember I told you New York is having a huge rat issue. And one thing that the city is going to do to combat the rat infestation is up sanitation pickup. Not if a bunch of them are getting canned on Monday. So these trash bags have now begun to accumulate in piles in Staten Island and Brooklyn. These are claims that the slowdown is an unofficial protest at the vaccine mandate. So, along with any of the other 160,000 workers, they are going to be put on unpaid leave from Monday if they fail to show proof that they've had at least one vaccine dose. And again, I told you guys, there's tons of fake cards. So those people with, you know, bad ethics are going to probably, to try to keep their job, you know, maybe show a card that they could get. But, you know, the other people that are like, look, I'm going to stay true to what I believe, I'm done, they leave. The vaccine deadline expires at 5 p.m. Friday, meaning the city will be able to squeeze one more day of work out of them. And then you receive, I guess, a $500 bonus if you do show proof of one shot. Workers won't be allowed to get the shot on Saturday and Sunday and won't be put on unpaid leave if they show up to work with proof of inoculation on Monday. Now, mind you, some people do feel ill after the shot and take off a day or two. So that'll be kind of tricky. Mayor Bill de Blasio, according to Daily Mail's edict, has triggered furious protests. Warnings up to 40% of firehouses could close, with up to 150 fewer ambulances a day in service. If I was a taxpayer in New York City, I would be ticked. My tax dollars are going so I could be safe, so there won't be a fire that would burn my house, so my garbage is getting picked up, so my water is working, so my electricity is working. And I, as a taxpayer, am not asking for the mandate. You know, it's people that suffer. New York City has been hit by surging crime figures, fueling worries of a reduction in cop numbers that could further worsen that issue. Robberies are up 10% in the last 28 days compared to the same period. Felony assaults have rocketed by 15.2% over the same four-week period. Non-rape sex crimes have spiked by 27% year-on-year. Hate crimes up by 90%. As we saw with San Francisco, with Walgreens having to close five stores and people just running into stores, grabbing purses, makeup. When you have cities that won't prosecute over a certain amount of theft, you're giving a free rein to steal. I don't know which rocket scientist thought of that. Well, they're probably on a labor shortage going, look, we're just not going to be able to prosecute anyway. Well, word got out. I think they made a big announcement saying, look at us. Look how woke we are. Well, then people are stealing. I told you, I was at a drugstore getting my vaccine, and the toothpaste was locked up because people are stealing toothpaste. Now, on one end, I know some people think, look, if they're stealing toothpaste, it's because they need toothpaste. It's because they need, you know, they're trying, you know, for their dental health. But that's not on private business. Private business pays a crap load of taxes to help the homeless, to help people in need, to cover state Medicaid. You know, I give to charity all the time. That doesn't mean I should also be a victim of theft. And, you know, I'm sure some retail stores are like, why can't we just put stuff outside of the front each day, steal whatever you want, but leave the store alone? That's not how it works. Somebody nice might go and take the toothpaste or whatever and say thank you and leave. But somebody else is going to walk right into the store and take what they want. De Blasio held firm on the mandate, despite many people kind of ticked off. He insists the deadline will prompt a last-minute surge in vaccination numbers. Of course, police unions and other people are saying to toe the line and hold the line and to not budge in order to get this stopped. I'll leave it up to you guys. All I know is we need our police officers. I mean, they already put themselves at risk. Firefighters or first responders, what the hell are we doing? 1-877-DOCDELLY.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, as we are going into this awesome holiday weekend. So as we've been saying for a while, and people will accuse us of being quote-unquote anti-vaxxers, which we're not. I support the vaccine. I think the vaccine is helping. I just don't want to propagate a lie that vaccinated individuals are sterile, that vaccinated individuals won't spread the virus. And there was a study we spoke about months ago that showed the viral load was equivalent in somebody vaccinated and somebody unvaccinated. I didn't believe it because I would think an unvaccinated would have more virus in them. But nope, it showed that a vaccinated versus an unvaccinated could spread the same viral load. But the media didn't really believe it. They kind of ripped on news outlets that have even discussed it. Well, now it's a headline all over, and double vaccinated people can spread the virus at home.
and they could give it to a vaccinated individual. So again, proof that vaccinated people could spread it, vaccinated people could get it. This is something we all know. This is something we've all said. Obviously, unvaccinated people are at the highest risk. If you are unvaccinated in that household, you are at the highest risk of getting it. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're 100% at risk of going to get COVID. We believe, and we've said this from the beginning, the vaccine helps minimize the damage from the COVID, hopefully minimize your need to get hospitalized, you know, your risk of dying. But sadly, people are dying if they've been vaccinated, like Colin Powell, may he rest in peace. So in this study, and this was published in The Lancet, they discuss how individuals that have had two vaccine doses, hence the mRNA, can be just as infectious as those who have not been immunized. Even if they have no or few symptoms, the chance of them transmitting the virus to other unvaccinated housemates is about 2 in 5, or 38%. If the housemates are fully vaccinated, it drops to 25%, or 1 in 4. So the Lancet Infectious Disease said, look, their article is still showing that unvaccinated people should still get vaccinated because their risk is less. But what is so crucial to a study like this is it helps negate these legal standings for mandates preventing people from working and feeding their family. With this study, and I'll break it down some more, this study is saying that vaccinated people aren't necessarily the public health nightingale, Florence Nightingale, that everybody is saying they are. So if you have an employer, such as if you are now a firefighter in New York City, and you are being told that you cannot come to work and get paid and feed your family because it's going to be unpaid leave because you aren't vaccinated because you are spreading the virus, any lawyer, any judge is going to have to look at these studies that say, look, my vaccinated coworkers are spreading the virus too. Even though this study says at home, your work is your home for 8 hours sometimes. You're in the same truck. You're in the same car. Patrol car. You're in the same school. Vaccinated individuals, we've said this from the beginning, can spread the disease. So you cannot use that 1905 Supreme Court precedence of public health and protecting public health to do the mandate. You can encourage vaccination. I do. I encourage people getting the vaccine. But no way in hell does that mean you could tell people to kick out an African-American mom who is scared of getting the vaccine, saying you can't be in this restaurant with all these white people because these white people are vaccinated and you're not. This is what we're doing. And I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi. So these patients tell me they feel like they can't go anywhere. It's like it's 1962. What the hell is going on? And the reason everybody says is, well, it's for public health. Vaccinated people don't spread the virus. Yes, they do. If a vaccinated person and an unvaccinated person, as said in Lancet, both spread the same amount of virus, where is the precedence? Where is your legal standing that you have to kick this one out? What? Vaccinated people are, you know, I walk into a restaurant, I walk into a stadium, I'm vaccinated, but I know gosh darn well I could still get sick. Because the vaccine doesn't make you immortal. I mean, this is what we've been saying the whole flipping time. So some of you probably want some more details on this. This is being published by Lancet Infectious Diseases. By the way, can one of you tell me what the hell are cookies? Why do I always have to accept cookies? I love cookies, but I don't understand what computer cookies are. So this title is called, the study is called Community Transmission and Viral Load Kinetics of the SARS-CoV-2 Delta Variant in Vaccinated and Unvaccinated Individuals in the UK. And remember, the UK have proper English. So, they don't think that there's some typos in this study. And they looked at between September 13th, 2020 and September. Yeah, they probably could type well. They don't do roundabouts. Well, I think you need to go back to the intersections, but they like the roundabouts. Between September 13th, 2020 and September 15th, 2021, 602 community contacts identified through their UK contact tracing system and 471 COVID-19 cases were recruited into this study. And it contributed, they believe, they looked at 8,100 upper respiratory tract samples from daily sampling for up to 20 days. Household and non-household exposed contacts age 5 and above were eligible for recruitment. They analyzed transmission risk by vaccination status for 231 contacts exposed to 162 epidemiologically linked Delta variant infected cases. They compared viral load trajectories from both fully vaccinated individuals with Delta and the unvaccinated individuals with Delta and even pre-alpha infections. Primary outcomes were then analyzed. What did they find? Well, they found, if I could kind of, they have a lot of words in here. They said the median time between second vaccine dose and study recruitment was longer in infected individuals more than uninfected. We'll talk about that in a second. Among household contacts, fully exposed was similar to household contacts. The secondary attack rate, they're saying, among household contacts exposed to fully vaccinated index cases were similar to household contacts exposed to unvaccinated index cases. They said 12 of 31 infections in fully vaccinated household contacts arose from fully vaccinated epidemiological linked index cases, further confirmed by genomic and virological analyses in three. Do you guys see why doctors don't? This is the stuff we have to read. This is the stuff we have to understand. Well, anyway, in summary, they did find that there were similar viral loads and vaccinated individuals had even a faster mean rate of viral load decline than unvaccinated individuals, which is actually a good thing. And then with individuals, faster viral load growth was correlated with higher peak viral load and slower decline. So anyway, they said vaccination does reduce the risk, but fully vaccinated individuals have breakthrough infections and a peak viral load similar to unvaccinated cases that can efficiently transmit infection in household settings, including to fully vaccinated contacts. So, there you have it. Vaccinated people spread it. This is another study saying that. Let's stop these mandates. Stop the discrimination. Let people encourage the vaccine, incentivize, but don't punish and don't discriminate. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.